Kaya.
I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
The adults have the music. My parents have the music. The teens have the music. But what about me? I said the adults have the music. My parents have the music. But where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we are so happy you joined us today. In fact, we'd like to thank, before we go any further, Afonso Jenkins for his generous donation last week during our pledge drive. We have a special surprise guest coming up later today on the show, so make sure you stick around.
That's right.
And also, as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, at We Nation Radio, we honor Indigenous people throughout the year, including playing music by so many different artists, including Grammy-nominated Native artist Rap Miller Cody's Precious Friends album, and the two-time Grammy-nominated Alphabet Rockers with their song Olo Land, just to name a few. All on WeNationRadio.com, 24/7, 365 days a year. Also, tune in to Resistance Radio with John Kane and Reagan, where they are not only discuss Native issues, but issues that affect us all. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WPFW. It's the only Native host live on air call-in talk show in a major market. Let's Talk features. It really features Native guests and great music from Native artists everywhere.
You're listening to WPFW FM 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C. We're in the midst of our pledge drive, so give us a call if you want to support the station at 202-588-9739. Again, that's 202-588-9739. You can also go to WPFWFM.org. Or Cash App at $WPFW. It's important to mention We Nation, or select We Nation, so that we get the credit and we can thank you. And then give us a shout out on social media at We Nation Radio with two E's.
Yeah. So get those lines going. We got a goal of $500. Help us meet that goal and help us get it started. We're going to go to our good friends from the West Coast. Two-time Grammy Award-winning artists, like we said, the Alphabet
That's
Rockers.
Right.
With my hype song. I'm ready to get hyped. I can't wait to count the funds that y'all bringing in to help support the station. Let's go to Nitro with the Alphabet Rockers. You're listening to WPFW.
What you going to do when the Rockers come through?
I'm going to have some fun.
What do you consider fun?
Fun, natural fun. Yeah. Everybody, come on.
Come on, y'all.
We get up, we stand up, stand up. We get up, stand up.
Get up.
We get up, we stand up, stand up. We get up, stand up. Put your rocks up, rock stars. Put your rocks up, rock stars. Put your rocks up, rock stars. And go rock stars. A rock means we must stand up together. We love and trust. A rock means unity. You and I, that's U-N-I-T-Y. So come on, let it rock like stars everywhere. If you're feeling energized, put them up in the air. Say, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So come on, let it rock like stars one time. If you're feeling energized and you see the light, say, alright, alright, alright. Some more. Just wave them in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. Bring it down to the floor. Stomp it out if you want some more. Now it's time for us to shine. Through our beats, our moves, and rhymes. You got me, and I got you. Now we a crew, we got what to do. So let's move. Are you ready?
That's right.
What?
It's time to rock.
Let me see you move.
Shine,
can't stop.
23 skidoo. That's right, I got some kid hop for you. Alright kids, check it out. Now there's a whole lot of people all across the world. A whole lot of boys, a whole lot of girls. A whole lot of fathers and uncles and brothers. A whole lot of sisters and aunts and mothers. And whether they're parents or whether they're children, every single one of them's a little bit different. There's only one thing that makes us the same. We all got our own face and got our own name. We all got our own brain and got our own style. Well, that's just the way that you smile, and the way that you walk, and the way that you talk, and the way that you look, from your hat to your socks. It's a beautiful thing, being yourself, and not trying to act like everyone else. I'ma tell you the truth, and you gotta agree. Man, I can't be you, nope, I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
1, 2, 3. Now some got mustaches, some got beards, some wear big old earrings in the ears. And you might think some of them look kinda weird, but they gotta be them, so I'm glad that they're here. Some wear t-shirts, some wear ties, some got big glasses in front of their eyes. And if you keep looking, then you'll be surprised, cause man, people come in every shape and size. As big as a house or as small as a mouse. Some are mellow, some like to scream and shout. Some come from other countries that you read about. That's a lot, and I still left some people out. Some are young like you, some are old like your grandpa, some brown, some are jolly like Santa. There's a lot of colors and ways to be, but I can't be them, nope, I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Hey, sometimes when you play at school, another kid acts like you're not so cool. They laugh at your clothes or say something mean, and then your good day feels like a bad dream. But hey, it happens to everyone, so don't let it stop you from having fun. You don't have to be like anyone else, but remember that you got to love yourself. See, some people think making you feel bad will make them feel good, and that's just sad. But no matter what they do or say, it's just a game and you don't have to play. If they call you weird and you want them to stop, well, you can either say,
no, I'm not.
Or you could say, yep, I'm as weird as can be. And you know what? I love it. I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
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 I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Y'all like money? Do you really like some money? Well, I like money, and I like to use my money for a lot of reasons. Some money I spend, some money I save, and some money I give away. 25, 50, $75, a dollar. $25, $50, $75, a dollar. I have some money in my pocket. It's really shiny and it sounds so good. It really jingles. I'm gonna use it the way I should. My mama gave me 4 shiny quarters. I'm gonna count them one by one. I'm counting 25, 50, 75, a dollar. Now I have some money to buy my stuff. I'm counting 25, 50, 75, 100. Now I have some money to buy
my stuff. I went to the store to buy some candy. I got 4 pieces for me and my friends. The cashier told me each piece cost a quarter. I emptied my pocket so I could pay. I bought some candy with my quarters. I spent my money. I had to pay with my 25, 50, 75 dollars. I spent all my money to buy my stuff. I spent my 25, 50, 75, 100. I spent all my money to buy my stuff. On the weekend, I see my grandma. She gives me money to put away. She always gives me 4 shiny quarters. I always put them in a safe place. When she asks me, where's my money? I tell her, it's in my savings place. I'm saving 25, 50, 75 a dollar. I'm saving my money. It's in my bank. I'm saving 25, 50, 75, 100. I'm saving my money. It's in my bank. I saw a family on the corner. They had a son who looked just like me. They had holes in their pockets. They needed money for food to eat. I had some quarters in my pocket, and I gave them some for food to eat. I gave them 25, 50, 75 a dollar. I shared my money to help someone in need. I shared my 25, 50, 75, 100. I shared my money to help someone in need. I have some money in my pocket. I have some money in my pocket. I have some money, 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 money in my pocket. 25, 50, 75 a dollar. 25, 50, 75, 100. 25, 50, 75.
It's how I learned the alphabet in English and Spanish.
Hey.
First in English.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Now in Spanish.
A, B, C, C, D, E, F, A, H, H, E, J, K, L, A, Y, M, A, N, A, N, Y, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. And finally, it's Seta.
And now the Russian alphabet.
A, B, V, G, D, E, U, Z, Z, E. И краткое. K, L, M, N, O. P, R, S, T, U. F, H, C, Ч, Ш, Щ. Твердый знак. И мягкий знак. E, U, Я.
Time to learn in Korean.
Kanada rama basa aja chaka tapaha. Here are the consonants. Pyeop, yeon, tigut, deer. Bim, pyeop, chu, yeon. Chit, chit, kyeop, tyeop. Kyeop, hyeot. And now the vowels. A, ya, o, yo. O, yo, u.
That's the end.
too long before you know it, I'll be back. Little one, you don't have to cry, 'cause goodbye is never goodbye. Whenever I leave, I'm never that far. So you'll know I take you with me when I go. Little one, I have some things to do, but you won't miss me, no, 'cause you'll be busy having fun, and time is gonna fly.
I was walking down the street the other day, and I saw a friend coming my way. I said, "Dear, dear friend, where have you been?" She said, "I've been to Paris, and I'm going again." I said, "Dear, dear friend, what did you see?" And this is what she said to me. I saw the Eiffel Tower. I saw the River Seine. I saw the Rue de la Paix. I saw the gendarmes. Those are the policemen of Paris. I saw the Champs-Élysées. That's a famous boulevard. And I saw the Arc of Triomphe.
I was walking down the street the other day, and I saw a friend coming my way. I said, "Dear, dear friend, where have you been?" She said, "I've been to the farm and I'm going again." I said, "Dear, dear friend, what did you see?" And this is what she said to me. I saw the ducks in the pond. I saw the cows in the pasture. I saw the sheep in the manger. I saw the farmer in his fields. I saw the wife cooking dinner. I saw the children coming back from school.
I was walking down the street the other day, and I saw a friend coming my way. I said, "Dear, dear friend, where have you been?" She said, "I've been to the United States and I'm going again." I said, "Dear, dear friend, what did you see? And this is what she said to me. I saw the Mississippi River. I saw the Grand Canyon. I saw Mount Rushmore. I saw Yellowstone Park. I saw Disneyland.
You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3, your station for jazz and justice with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita here in the nation's capital. And you just heard I Saw by Ella Jenkins.
The great Ella Jenkins. And we always have to play her song. We are so much debt to her. So
yes. And you know what? Uncle Devin, I almost made a mistake. We have a special guest in studio.
Who is that?
None other than Geneva Jenkins from Wilson, North Carolina.
Hello, We Nation people.
Welcome.
How are you?
Welcome. It is great to see you coming in and visiting us here in Washington, D.C.
Yes, it's so good to be here.
Yeah.
She's a very generous supporter of WPFW and We Nation Radio.
Absolutely.
Yes, because it's for a good cause.
Absolutely.
Little children.
Yes. Absolutely.
They all are our children. Remember back in the day, it said it takes a village.
Right.
Absolutely. That it does.
It really does. And thanks to people like yourself that give contributions that we're able to come and provide commercial-free listener-sponsored radio. Mm-hmm. It's so important. And so thank you so much. And I hope you know enjoy some of the songs. We just got finished listening to Ella Jenkins, I Saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, someone who you were with me when we went to her house in North Carolina.
That's right.
The one and only Reese
Palmer.
Yes. Take You With Me. That was her song.
And prior to that, we had Alphabet Lingo by Derek Collins.
Yes, in different languages.
Yes, you remember Korean?
Barely know English.
And then prior to that, we had local, I think out of Montgomery County, Leroy Heisen with his song, Money in My Pocket.
And that's what we need tonight, money in WPFW's pocket.
More money, yes.
That's right. Give us a call at 202-588-9739.
And before that, we had Gotta Be Me with Secret Agent 23 Skidoo.
Yes,
I love that song because I got to be me.
You know, I love it. If you all can tell, I'm behind my drums, so I'm always playing the drums while we're sitting here.
That's
we
right.
Just jamming to it because 23 Skidoo's music is just so funky.
It is. And you can also donate at WPFWFM.org or Cash App. At $WPFW.
That's right. Make sure you select We Nation. It may say We Nation, Devin Walker, but just make sure you give us the credit so that people can know that you're supporting our station here.
Yeah.
And so we want to continue with some more. We want those phone lines ringing.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're going to go to our another good friend of ours down in Florida, Miss Janice. And I think she was mad at one of her children at the time, but it's called You Get What You Get.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to WPFW.
You get what you get, and you don't get upset. You just say thank you.
Thank you.
You get what you get, and you don't get upset. You just say thank you. You get and you don't get upset, you just say thank you.
Thank you.
You get what you get and you don't get upset, you just say thank you.
Thank you.
You get what you get and you don't get upset, you just say thank you. You get and you don't get upset, you just say thank you.
Thank you.
You get what you get and you don't get upset, you just say thank you.
Thank you.
Say please and thank you.
Thank you.
No tears, just thank you.
Thank you.
Use your manners and say thank you.
Thank you.
You just say thank you.
says everything. Trying to find one song that says everything we would want to say for really for any occasion. We finally found it. What was it again?
Let's do the hokey pokey!
Let's all give a cheer. Let's rhyme and
good time. Rise and rhyme and have a good time. Everybody say Culture Kingdom, time to have fun.
Culture Kingdom, time to have fun.
Everybody say Culture Kingdom, time to have fun. Shiny days are here, skies are very clear. I'm so glad you are here. Let's all give a cheer. Let's rise and rhyme and have a good time. Let's rise and rhyme and have a good time.
Let's rise and rhyme and have a good time. Let's rise and rhyme and exercise.
Hey kids, it's time for us to learn the numbers in Igbo, Yoruba, and Hausa. Are you ready?
Yes!
One, two, go!
One, oh, two, two, abo, three, ado, four, ano, five, ise, six, ise, seven, asa, eight, asa, to, nine, ito,
to the jungle. At the end of the day, they all sit together around the fire. They have their supper, then relax and talk a little. The youngest boy becomes afraid. He hears all the sounds of the wild animals in the forest. Cheetahs, wolves, jackals and lions. He starts crying at the darkness and wild sounds that fill him with fear. Then his mother takes him in her arms and sings to him. The family is always strong together. They protect one another. Grandparents, his father and mother, uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers and sisters, they all join and sing together. Soon he falls asleep. Only the beautiful song fills his ears.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight.
One thing on my mind, will it be Express, Snail, or Prime, my toy? So is it coming? So is it there? Is anybody listening? No one seems to care, my toy. You said be patient, so I ate my lunch, filled up my belly, and I waited a bunch, my toy. There's a knock at the door. Is it for me? A special delivery? No, it's for my dog. Mom, check your phone. Is it on its way? The longest day ever. Guess I'll go out to play. Daddy says tomorrow, Mommy says today. When's it gonna be? Tomorrow or today, my toy? Two days gone by, this is no fun. Every truck I see, I think it's for me, my toy. Brushing my teeth, now I gotta floss. The thought crossed my mind, maybe it got lost.
You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM here in the nation's capital. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist, with Auntie Lolita and Geneva Jenkins, coming to us all the way from Wilson, North Carolina, which is Auntie Lolita's mother, my mother-in-law. And we are so glad that you're here with us. And that song was the one and only Kimberly Locke from American Idol back in 2003 with her song called Toys. Did the Mail Come Yet? I need to call and ask her which one of those little toys was she playing in that song. I'm curious.
Yeah, and that was from her previously released CD from this summer. You're My Baby.
Yeah, You're My Baby. Absolutely
beautiful lullaby CD.
That's a beautiful song.
And prior to that, we had "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" by Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
And it's a good thing it sleeps at night because they're always lying around.
Lord, she thinks all his jokes are funny.
And then we had prior to that "Counting in Igbo, Yoruba, and Hausa" by Bino and Fino, off of their album last year, I believe.
Love Bino and Fino. Mm-hmm. And before that, we had "Culture Queen" Jessica. With "Rise and Shine."
That's right.
"Rise and Rhyme."
Rise
sorry.
And rhyme.
Rise and Rhyme.
She's probably got a song coming out before called "Rise and Shine."
Rise and Shine. Yes. That would be a beautiful song.
I think so.
That would be a beautiful song.
And then we had Grammy Award winner Dan Zanes and Friends with "Father Goose."
That's
and
right.
I know someone else on there. I don't know if Claudia was on that or not.
It was a few friends on there.
Yes, it was. But anyway, that was their fun rendition of "The Hokey Pokey." Yeah. And you know, every day, every broadcast, the programmers at WPFW highlight both the struggles and victories for equal rights, justice, and dignity through music, news, and public affairs.
And that's with your help, from your donations. And we have some exciting gifts. Let's see. We have the Heart WPFW face mask. It's a limited edition, adorable little red heart with headphones for about $75. We still have the Jazz and Justice face masks as well.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Ms. Jen, you have one of the...
That's
the,
right.
The face masks, right?
Yes. One. I have about four or five.
They are so comfortable.
Very they really comfortable. Are. Breathable.
And soft.
Yes. Absolutely.
Very soft.
How much is that for a pledge for?
$40 for the Jazz and Justice.
Okay, 40. Okay.
But for the limited edition with the cute little heart with headphones.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, that's $75.
All right. Got to come and get yours.
Yeah. I need those.
Yes.
And we have also Malik's Magic African Alphabet Hat Children's Book by Malik and Oni Aduni. And we have an advanced copy, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
But we only have one.
That's
and
right.
It could be yours for $100 donation.
The book doesn't release until November 2nd. Mm-hmm. So you got to call now and be the one. It's a beautiful book. We got
it
a copy
really
of it. It is absolutely a gorgeous book.
Yeah, definitely. And we hope to have them soon during our We Nation Read segment. So.
Yes. And so don't forget, give us a call.
Awesome.
Yeah, it will be awesome. So give us a call at 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739.
Yeah, you can also donate at WPFWFM.org or Cash App WPFW with, $ WPFW. Just make sure you note We Nation so that we can thank you.
Yes.
And if you wish to remain anonymous, that's fine too. But you can also check out more amazing gift offers on the web.
And Ms. G, just real quickly, we got just a couple of seconds. Why should someone enjoy, why do you enjoy listening to We Nation Radio?
Because I just love music.
Mm-hmm.
And music just make me dance and make me happy.
Yeah.
And not only me, but for the children.
Yes, absolutely.
What about the children?
Just gotta focus on them. I mean,
yes.
Everyone else has. That's why we start off our show. Mm-hmm. The parents
exactly.
got the music. The teens got the music.
And I enjoy the music sound good. And I actually get up and I dance.
And that's what it's for.
I
absolutely.
Dance and these, and it's children music.
Absolutely.
But it's not only for children, but for everyone.
For the family.
And as
family.
Children, mommy always got the party started.
Yeah.
I mean, to this day.
Oh,
she doesn't need anybody else to get up and dance
right.
with her.
And also, I don't even need to have a drink.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just the music. It just makes me move. It just makes me feel so good.
That's
I just
right.
want to dance.
Absolutely.
And I dance like nobody watching me.
That's right, Mom.
That's right. Well, you know what? And that's why we love what we do. And part of what we do on our station is we not only play music, but we also interview. As part of our We Nation Reads. And I had an opportunity to interview Malik about his book. Let's go to that right now. And I want you to check out what he had to say about the incredible way he wrote this book. Let's check this out. We have an author who is taking the world by storm. Wait till you see this book. This is a wonderful book. I have a copy of it right here in front of me. And it's called Malik's Magic African Alphabet Hat. Let me repeat that again. Malik's Magic African Alphabet Hat. And I am so honored to bring on the author, one of the authors of this excellent book, help me to welcome into the We Nation Radio, Malik Aduni. Welcome to We Nation Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. And I got your last name. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yep, Aduni. You said it correctly.
Okay, Aduni. All right. Well, welcome and thank you so much for being a guest, and thank you for even sharing this wonderful book, Malik's Magic African Alphabet Hat. And before we jump into that, tell the audience a little bit about who you are, where you're from, or anything you'd like to share.
Sure. My name is Malik Aduni. I grew up in Crenshaw, Los Angeles. It was actually called the Jungles, near Baldwin Hills. I went to UCLA, graduated as a theater major, which led me to start traveling. So I've lived in London, I lived in South Africa, I lived in Australia, I lived in Spain. So I've been very blessed and fortunate to see the world.
Wow. So you've been to all over from UCLA. Okay, so you're a Bruin. Okay, all right. And so how did you get into writing children's books?
Well, what happened was when I used to tour manage for a bunch of DJs, and what I used to do when my dad was alive, I used to buy him hats in different countries. And when he passed away, I decided to bury the hats in several places that I had lived before. And then I taught English in Japan for a year. When I was teaching English in Japan, it was a year after my father passed. And when I was teaching the students, it made me realize is that the best way for me to honor my dad is to write a book for him. And I thought the best way to do that would be a children's book, because I think education is key in regards to being able to pass a message on to everybody.
Talk a little bit. What can people expect when they read your book, Malik's Magic African Alphabet Hat?
I think when you read the book, you'll see pretty much you'll learn a lot about Africa, that it's a continent, not a country. Living in South Africa was such an amazing experience for me, where I was there in 2008, so I got to check out South Africa. I even went to Mozambique. My mother got involved with the project about several years ago, because we've been working on it for 17 years. And 7 years ago, she decided that she wanted to be a part of the book. It was actually Thanksgiving. We were sitting there talking, and I said, Mom, I really need your help, because I want to be able to honor dad. But you know, the whole thing about it, it's kind of a hard situation when you're dealing with the death of a parent and wanting to honor them and create something like this. So she and I started working on it together again, and in 2020, the beginning of 2020, my mom wrote me a letter and said, you know what, this is the year we're going to get the book out. And I think a lot of people had expectations for 2020 to be the year. Obviously, the pandemic happened, but, you know, what we looked at it is an opportunity to make it a silver lining of COVID. We found our illustrator. His name is Rashad Malik Davis. Synchronicity there that his name is Malik as well, his middle name. And I think what they'll be able to see is that the opportunity of being able to work with such an amazing illustrator just makes everything pop. Rashad is an amazing illustrator who is also become part of the family. I mean, that's the one thing that we've been able to do, is that this project is so close to me that it's good to be able to have an illustrator that I got to work with to really bring things to life.
So talk about the alphabet component to this. So how did you connect the alphabet with the hats?
What we did is we were trying to figure out kind of, you know, for me, with the whole thing about when my dad was alive with the hat, so I wanted to honor the hat. And we decided to create a magic hat. So what happens is that my dad promises to take me to Africa when I'm a kid, and unfortunately he passes away. But he comes back to me in a dream, and he gives me a magic hat that travels from A to Z. The one thing about children's books and talking to people, they said A to Z is not a real easy genre to go into. However, I think that my mom, through all the hard research that she did, and for myself in regards to putting everything together, there's not 26 countries in Africa from A to Z, but what we did is we chose other places in terms of landmarks or other significant things that people could see and learn from the country. Right. Countries.
So that's great. And that's and because, you know, people first think, okay, is there an African country for the letter Q? But obviously, there, of course, we got Queens there. So I know that's yeah. Is that what you use for? Let me go back and look through it.
Yeah, actually, we use Kina. Kina is actually in Egypt. I was
okay. Yes.
a friend of mine who's Egyptian. He gave me the idea. He's like, you know, check out Egypt, because, you know, everyone knows about Cairo and the Sphinx. But Kina is actually also a World Heritage Site that basically is not too far from the Luxor and all these other pyramids. So it was good to be able to learn something that I didn't know, and a lot of other things I think some people didn't know about too.
Wow. So they can go to maliksmagichat.com. That's MALIKS, magichat.com.
That was the beautiful voice of Radmila Cody with My Relatives. As we mentioned earlier, We Nation Radio honors Native Americans, Indigenous people year-round and not just on one day. Radmila Cody is a Grammy nominee, multiple Native American Music Awards winner, 46th Miss Navajo Nation, a Black History Maker honoree, and an advocate against domestic abuse and violence. And Miss Cody is of the Tau Ashi'i, the Red Bottom People Clan, and is born for the Nahili, African Americans. And I apologize if I mispronounced that, but I definitely wanted to try to honor it.
And I also need to lift up the late Vernon Wabanini Belcourt, my buddy who was with the American Indian Movement and taught me so much about the struggle between Native and African people. And he was with us on frontline organizing, used to come and stay with me when he was in town. Rest in peace, my brother. We're going to keep the struggle going.
That's right.
Yes. And we need you to help us continue the struggle by making a donation. It's still time. If we did not mention your name, please note that we're not actually live on this. Auntie Lolita and I are away celebrating our anniversary. So we will make sure that we honor you at the following week. But make a pledge at
202-588-9739.
That's right.
Or WPFWFM.org or hashtag at $WPFW. And be sure to indicate We Nation, whether you donate via phone, web, Cash App. And that's just so that we can thank you.
Yes.
Because we do appreciate you.
We really, really
yeah. do. Yeah. And if you want to remain anonymous, that's okay too. Yes. And you can do this on any given day.
Exactly.
If you're driving now and you can't do it, you know, you have a couple of more weeks.
Right. Absolutely.
Or Google it and tell Google to do it.
I don't think Google does everything. But also let us know on at We Nation Radio if you donate via Cash App. That way we make sure we get it. That's on all of our social handles, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
That's right.
I didn't mean to say Google it. I mean speak into your phone.
Oh, you mean hey Google.
Hey Google. Hey, Google. Alexa.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen, before I forget, I also want to let this listener audience know the 49th annual Black Student Fund and Latin Student Fund School Fair at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, 801 Mount Vernon Place, Northwest Washington, D.C., on this Sunday, October 17th, from 2 to 5 p.m. More than 200 families have already registered. Over 40 schools have also registered. It's a wonderful event. I've had the opportunity to perform there before. For more information, please reach out to theblackstudentfund.org. Shout out to Leroy Nesbitt and his whole team for doing a marvelous job with that.
Yeah, that's an awesome event.
Yes.
And Mom, you've been a longtime WPFW fan. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, for me, I haven't been a fan since in the 70s.
Oh,
and I would wake up every Saturday morning, just turn my radio station to WPFW, and they will always play oldies but goodies.
Yeah.
And what was so good about that, not only did they play the oldies but goodies, they would advertise what's going on in the community. And if you would make a donation, they would have free advertisement. And not only that, whatever they'd be advertising, and you go to that event that night, the person that you're making a donation for, not saying that that's why you make the donation, they would be at that event. Well, I don't know if I should say that on his name or not, but it was Captain Fly.
Oh, Captain Fly.
Oh, yeah, you have to say it.
I would listen to Captain Fly. That was, that was my person that I always listened to every Saturday.
That's right.
It was Captain Fly. And then when I would go to the event, he would be there, and I would be so excited. And not only that, another lady, Millie Weir, she had a time slot also, and I got to know her, and it was almost like they were family. Mm-hmm. You know, these people on the radio, and I know them, and I met them, and I got to party with them.
Yeah.
Millie Weir, she was such a beautiful lady.
Oh.
And then not only that, Captain Fly, oh, he could sing.
Yeah.
He could sing. So I've been a WPFW fan forever.
Right.
And when they would play those oldie but good music.
Yes.
Correction. Oldie but good music. I would grab the doorknob and I would dance and just dance and turn myself around. I would have a party every Saturday.
Oh, that is a great story.
Yes.
And we want new stories like that. So if you're a new listener, make a subscription and you can get your own story as well, just like Auntie G just had. So thank you. I'm so glad that you came to visit us today.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
It's so good to be here in the DMV.
Yes.
I am enjoying myself.
And thank you so much for all your support as well.
My pleasure.
Continued support.
And so now I think we need to make way for Donald Temple in Lovethology. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to be there, support the WPFW. Thank you for all your support. But we got to get out of here. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
I am Auntie Lolita.
And just remember.
And I am Geneva Jenkins from North Carolina.
How did I forget that?
Yeah, I can't forget
that.
What, I'm chop liver?
And just remember, life is a drum.
So beat it!
See you next time. Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time.